So up next, we have CleanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And CleanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for a World War II.
And welcome back to Gen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am really pleased to have my next guest on the program with us. She has been fighting for freedom, fighting for our freedoms and our liberty. She has been just a warrior, and her book really captures that, Unafraid. And I'm so pleased to welcome to the program live early in the morning there in Arizona, Miss Carrie Lake. Carrie, welcome.
Oh,
good to have you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
How sweet. Thank you so much, Pastor Greg. It's great to be here. It's not that early, but like a lot of people, I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't fall back asleep. And so when my alarm went off, I was like, oh, I need another 2 hours. But it worked out. I'm awake. I'm happy. I'm alive. And I'm at I'm an errand girl for God. So I'm ready to go today.
I'm really excited to have you on the program. Let's kind of begin at your awakening, because, you know, you were in that corporate world, you were in the news world, you were, everything seemed to be okay. It was all going along just fine. And then there was kind of that moment of epiphany for you where you went, wait a minute, no, that it's not adding up. Talk to me a little bit about that. How did that come about for you?
Well, I had a couple of moments. I mean, if you want to talk about my, you know, my spiritual reawakening, or if you want to talk about when I woke up and realized, oh my gosh, my profession that I had invested my, you know, blood, sweat, and tears in is not what I thought it was. It is completely opposite of what I thought it was. I thought the profession of journalism was telling the truth, digging for the truth, and keeping your opinion out of it.
Sure.
And then I you know, I'd worked really hard coming the youngest of nine children. I worked my way through college to have this dream career. I was at the top of my dream career, making a fortune, number one. COVID struck, and that's when it really hit me. I had seen little inklings of things that were disturbing or that bothered me before, but COVID was kind of the tipping point for me where I just realized, wow, there's no interest by the corrupt, and I think I'm safe to say corrupt, corporate media.
Yeah.
For a second opinion. I mean, whenever you have a medical issue, right, you get a second opinion. In this story, the so-called pandemic, there was no interest in covering anything except the government line out of the CDC or their chosen doctors and spokespersons. And I thought, wow, we have very credible doctors who've been doing this for a lifetime who are saying, wait a minute, we got some issues here. We don't need to isolate people. That could make it worse. We don't need to mask up our beautiful children or our elderly people. They're just going to be breathing in their waste. This is not right. This is not going to protect us from a virus. We need to rethink rushing this vaccine. So there were a lot of things that hit me. And then when the election of 2020 happened, Pastor Greg, then it was kind of the cherry on top. I just said, whoa, this is, seems like we're pushing half-truths to scare people, leave them divided and isolated. And now an election was rigged and manipulated, and the media refused to talk about it.
Yeah.
It just, it didn't make sense to me. And I finally just came out of my office one night because I was working from home.
Okay.
During,
right,
as
everybody else was forced to, yeah, right? Yeah, they shut you
they
down.
Put half of us at home and half of the studio in case COVID were to spread and all that. And I walked out of my office and I said to my husband, you could just see it in my face. I said, I can't do this anymore. This is, I don't feel that I'm able to be honest to the people that I love, the people of Arizona anymore.
And there's an integrity in that. I mean, that is
integrity,
the connection.
Yes.
When we do what we're doing, it's so funny. I remember when I first started doing the program, I was on just a local station in Texas, and I was in a grocery store, and I would have people walk up and they would, you know, say like, you know, hey, how is, you know, your father-in-law or what? And I would think, how do they know? And then I'd remember, oh yeah, I said it on the air. It's like, you know, because we are, right? We make a connection with our audience. That's the whole thing here. This is, we're having a conversation with our friends and we want them to know the truth.
Oh, I had a practically 30-year relationship with the people of Arizona, 27 years to be precise, 22 of which I spent as the lead anchor at the station, one of the stations here, and I helped bring that station to number one. It remained number one the entire time I was there. And it wasn't because, you know, they liked the programming. It was because they trusted the people and they trusted me. And I no longer felt I could get the truth out to them. And that's when I decided to walk away. I walked away from a 7-figure contract. And I really had come back to my faith in a very solid way. And I just, I'll never forget the moment I said, okay, this is it. I am walking away and there's no coming back. There's no getting a redo. And what if I regret it? What if I regret walking away from the money? I'll be honest, I'm human. Walking away from that much money was not easy. And I was afraid I would regret it. And I will never forget it. It's written here in my book. I said to God, give me a sign that I'm not making a mistake. I know I'm doing the right thing. This job has become immoral. I don't want to be filled with regret. Just give me a sign. And I opened up the Bible just to a random page, dropped my index finger down, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. For you bring nothing into this world, and it is certain you bring nothing out. And I was like, okay. I mean, I still get a chill.
I got it. Just now when you said it, I got it. I feel it.
I never doubted it. I never doubted my decision from that moment on. God gave me a sign I never doubted it. I walked away, and then this whole wild world transpired in front of me. You know, when I said to God, you hope you have my back. I know you do. You just lead me the direction you want me to go.
You have been vilified everywhere. I mean, I don't think there's any outlet. I don't care. Fox vilify. I mean, everybody. Nobody has treated you fairly, in my opinion. Everybody has tried to vilify you, Carrie. And yet, over and over again, you've stayed on that line. And over again, as we get further down the road, oh, well, she was right. But they don't say that. They don't really come out and say, "Well, she was right." But they can't vilify you over that anymore because you were right.
Yeah. Well, I've always said this when I was on the campaign trail: take very close notice to who the media is attacking the loudest and the most, and then jump in that person's corner and listen to them extra close, because chances are they're the truth tellers, and you see it with President Trump. I know that for me. I mean, here I worked in the media. I thought maybe they'd give me at least a little bit of fair coverage. I know some of these people, for goodness sakes. And it's been 100% negative coverage. I just read yesterday a review of my book. Everybody I know who's read it, who's talked to me, and I mean, I don't ask people to give me a line. I don't want people blowing smoke up my skirt on stuff like this. I'm like, give me the honest to God truth. You can always tell me the truth. Everyone says it's a page turner. Oh my gosh, I had no idea about your story. And I could not put it down. I mean, Matt Gaetz, the representative from Florida, the great state of Florida, said, I just picked it up to glance at it. I got hooked into it. I read it all night, woke up the next morning because he was at the beach, took it to the beach and finished it the next morning. Wow. It is so good. So yesterday I'm reading, I can't remember the outlet. What was the outlet, hon, that I was reading? Guardian. The Guardian, which of course is international. They wrote the most scathing review of my book, and I thought, I could tell they didn't even read it, but they can't say something nice about me because they have to turn people on me. Just like they have to turn people on Trump, because if we make it into office, I should say when we make it into office someday,
right.
We are going to root out the corruption and give the people the truth and no longer be, controlling people's lives. So we are dangerous to the corrupt status quo.
Well, and I think, you know, I've talked with Pete Navarro and others, Paula White. President Trump tried to give everybody the benefit of the doubt the first time around. I mean, he really did. He did everything he could to try to say, hey, let's be at peace. Let's make peace. I know everybody talked about his tweets and this and that, but in the meetings and where the face to face took place, he did everything he could to try to open the door, give opportunity, give everybody a chance. I have a friend of mine that was State Department. He was a Trump appointee. As soon as they found out that he was a Trump appointee, they canned him. I mean,
they had to.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, here's this guy, the first politician probably in forever. Reagan and Kennedy were probably similar. That came in and said, we're going to change this. We're going to return the government to we the people. And we're taking it away from these corrupt individuals. They had to stop him because it was all over. The jig was up. And they knew that if they didn't stop him, they didn't lie about him, if they didn't send in people to ambush him and to sabotage him, that he was going to pull the plug on that massive swamp and drain the whole darn thing. And as he was working to do it, he had so many forces coming at him. It's truly evil.
Everywhere.
They had to, I said to the people, and I really hope to get this message across to people who don't like President Trump. You have been the victim. I mean, I feel for you. You've been the victim of a massive brainwashing operation that has been instigated by the federal government, the corrupt individuals in the federal government, and possibly beyond, and worked in collusion with the media to actually get into your mind and turn you against someone, the one person who's actually trying to help you.
Sure.
It's a brainwashing operation, and it's going to take a bit of time to undo it. But I think people wake up,
Carrie, open their eyes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But isn't that the same formula for all of this? The trans, the marriage issues, the abortion issue, foreign policy, job policy, the tax codes. I mean, all of it, right? How could we have kids coming out of high school today that think that Marxism is the answer?
Because they've been taught that K through 12. And then you go to college. As I say, they put the cherry on top and they finish it off, the indoctrination. And then they set you off into the world. And it's psychological abuse is what it is. It's horrifying what they've done to our young generation. And, you know, the trans ideology, I don't know if I can even call it that. It's abuse, if you ask me.
Yep.
And I think there's a lot of people who agree with that. God made us perfect. He made us absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's so horrifying for the moms and dads out there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely horrifying. And I think we're going to be the ones, the mothers and fathers, who actually save this world, because we are now off the sidelines. We've been busy raising our kiddos, and now we're like, whoa, we got to save the world on top of it. Okay, here we go. We're going to do it. Because we send our precious, perfect, beautiful sons and daughters into school, into kindergarten, And we're now finding out what they've been teaching them. And it's just absolutely horrifying. And it's abuse. It's physical abuse when they push them to get these surgeries. And it's beyond physical abuse. It's criminal. And anybody who is instigating it and anybody who's taking part in those kinds of surgeries should truly be arrested and locked up. This is going to be one of the darkest times, I think, in our history when we look back at this. Because I think we're going to come out of this. I think there's something going on. But we have to remember, the people who control the vote counting and the people who control the information are the most powerful entities out there.
Sure.
And right now, those two entities are rotten to the core. Absolutely rotten to the core. And that's why I'm speaking out about our corrupt elections. We have to speak out about it. It's our duty as American citizens to call out our government when it's gone corrupt. And corrupt elections are our government gone corrupt. And it's our duty to call out the media. Thankfully, we have a few options now. We've got podcasts like yours and many other independent journalists. But we have to call out the fake news. I think they're already being called out and they're starting to lose some of their power. And the last thing they want us talking about right now are the elections. And let me tell you, these elections are theater. They're a sham. They're a facade to make us think that we actually have a say in who we're voting. We look at, Pastor Greg, we look at D.C. and we go, how did these people get there? I mean, who voted for them? How did we get the Nancy Pelosi's for life? How did we get John Fetterman? How did we get Joe Biden? This is not where America is. And then you see how they run elections and you get it. And we have to restore honesty in our elections so that the American people have faith. And then we can all be fine. On election day, we know your vote counted, every legal vote counted. And we trust the system. And then everything, our country will be in a better place.
We talk about, like, school boards as an example. People say, well, we've got to get into the school board in order to change how the schools are being handled, which I think is a legitimate position, but there's so much more associated: teachers' unions and the influence that they have, the actual books that are being printed, and the very limited scope of what it is that a school board has to even choose from. I say that in context with what you're talking about relative to the elections. It's the system itself that is completely and totally corrupted. And then you change out seats or names on plaques, but you've literally got to tear the entire thing down and almost start over. Am I wrong in suggesting that?
I absolutely agree, and that's why I am 100%, can I say 1,000% behind President Trump. He's the one man that's going to go in and dismantle this rotten, corrupt, broken machine. I would equate it as a mom. I like to cook. I don't have as much time as I used to, but if you have some food that went rotten in a container and you empty the rotten food out, and you don't clean the container out or get a new container. And then right. you take all this fresh food that you've just prepared beautifully and you yep. put it back in that container. You just contaminated that. And I think about our election. I can't tell the people of Arizona to do any more than they did. They did everything right. They found a candidate in me. They recruited me to run when I left my career. They said, would you please run? We need somebody honest that we trust who understands the issues. And we want you to run. And I did. I reluctantly ran for office. And the people got behind. We had a movement. It was not about me. I just happened to be the face and the voice. But it was the moms and the dads and the citizens of Arizona who were tired of a wide open border and crime rising on the streets. They were tired of the homeless crisis, tired of an election system that they didn't have trust in anymore. And they did everything right. We got involved. They got involved. They took their spare time and volunteered. They knocked doors. They showed up to vote. They, got people registered to vote. They literally did everything right. So I can't say the people didn't do enough. They did right. absolutely everything right. But we're stuck in this rotten rigged system, especially here in Maricopa County, where they yeah. control really, they control not just Arizona's elections because 65% of the people live here. They actually, by running these rotten, rigged elections, control the trajectory of our country. Because yeah. if you can throw Maricopa County and a couple of other these large mega counties, you can actually take the White House fraudulently.
Which is what they did. Point,
yeah. Joe Biden. Yeah. yeah.
Which is exactly what they did.
This is why this issue needs to matter to everybody in this country. Even if you live in a municipality or county where things are run well, your vote still doesn't count when you have four or five mega counties right. rigging elections, taking your vote away, taking your country away and well, your government.
We're battling that here in Texas. I mean, you know, Bexar County in San Antonio, we've got that issue there. We've got that problem out in Houston. We've got that problem up in Dallas. You know, all the major cities, Austin is horrific when it comes to those kinds of issues. And all of those big cities are what are driving our elections. So then that begs the question, how do we turn that? What do we do when we have that? Because, I mean, I've been part of grassroots here in Texas for quite some time now. And, you know, one of the things, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Yeah. How do we address how they're able to flip votes in the system?
Well, let me tell you how I'm addressing it.
Sure.
I mean, there's things we've got to correct what's wrong. And when I had our victory was stolen from us, it hurt me personally. I invested my everything in it.
Yeah.
525 days campaigning. And it wasn't even about the time and effort, which was intense. It was the love, the passion, and the people. It hurt more to see what happened to the people's vote when they sabotaged election day here. I had people who I really like and respected tell me to just walk away, concede, and just move on the next run again. And I said, what do you mean run again? There's no running again when these corrupt individuals are rigging elections. There's right. there is no country when this is happening. So I decided to fight it in the court system. Now, unfortunately, the system is corrupt from top to bottom. And if you think the judicial system isn't corrupt, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona to tell you. A little George Strait joke there.
I'm with you.
So I'm fighting it in the system, and it's taxing. It's expensive, but the people of the country have said, "Let me donate $20 to your Save Arizona fund. I want you to fight this in the courts." And it takes time. And we have the greatest election case I think the country's ever seen, because we've got the truth on our side, and it kind of made its way through the Arizona court system all the way to the appellate, to the Supreme Court, ordered it go back to the lower court. And the judge did not rule in our favor. It didn't surprise me. He ruled against us the first time, but we're going to continue pushing it. We filed a notice to appeal. We're putting our appeal okay. together. But let me tell you the horrifying thing. The government officials who run our elections here in Maricopa County are now suing me personally for speaking out about this. They're saying I'm defaming them. And I'm telling the people the truth about what happened. And now they're trying to sue me, go after my financial, go after my money, go after my family,
right,
go after everything. Because the man who runs the elections, he wants to run for office again. He thinks it's going to give him, you know, a name. And I'm sure they also want to try to drag me down and keep me from running for office again. So I'm not going to stop talking about this. If they think that they can sue me all they want. They can sue me every day, every week, every month. And I'm not going to stop using my freedom of speech and my duty as a citizen of this great country to speak out when our system has gone rotten. And so I don't know what will happen in the courts. We'd like to see if we can get it to the U.S. Supreme Court. I think that the Arizona courts are pretty corrupt. And yeah, where they're not corrupt, I think we lack courage in the judicial system, because to do the right thing here is to actually say we have to set Maricopa County aside. The election was run so bad.
Right.
Maladministration, the corruption, the fraud is so egregious.
Yeah.
We have to set it aside. That's going to take a judge with a steel spine. And I don't know that we have those judges out there. I hope we do. I pray that there's one of them there. And so we're going to keep working through the system. I'm being sued left and right. I'm going to keep fighting it. And
Carrie, what's the website for people? Yeah. What's
one point, God will rest his hand on a judge's shoulder and say, you can do the right thing.
Well, we're going to pray that before we get off air here together. Okay. We're going to pray that. But
I love
that. What is the website for folks to go to support what you're doing right now?
Well, they can go to carrielake.com, find out more about our lawsuit. They can find out about my book, which is really wonderful. I hope people will enjoy it. I think it's a page turner from the foreword written by President Trump to the first sentence in the prologue. You will be hooked, I promise. And if you want more information about our court case, you can go to Save Arizona Fund, FUND. And I just think that's the way to do it right now. We have to work in the courts, and we want to get it to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm also being sued personally, and I'm going to fight that. I just can't believe that these government officials are so afraid of us telling the truth about what they're up to. And it tells me they're afraid. They're hiring a bunch of Soros attorneys. Actually, they're not hiring attorneys at all. The Soros attorneys are paying for this case to try to tear me down because they see me as a threat politically in the future.
Yeah.
And I know that the truth is on our side.
Well, not surprising that they're doing that at all, though, Carrie. Not at all.
No, it's not.
As far as Soros is concerned, in my opinion, I believe that he's evil.
I agree with you 100% on that.
I
want to say something real quick before we go, Pastor Greg. I wish I could sit here and tell you that the problem is the far left, that Democrats sabotaged our election in Maricopa County. The sabotage and this fraud came from an elections department run by so-called Republicans.
Yep.
This is not a Democrat versus Republican issue right now. This is a Marxism globalist issue.
It's a uniparty. Yeah, it's a uniparty issue. Absolutely.
And they're going to run us right over the cliff into communism and globalism if we don't stand up and fight for our country.
So we're not surrendering. Let's pray right now. Let's pray right now. Father, we just come into your presence giving you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for his death, resurrection, and ascension, and his shed blood that cleanses us of all unrighteousness. You said, Father God, that we should come before your throne boldly in our time of need. And so we bring this situation. I bring Carrie, my sister in the Lord, before you right now, and her legal situation. Because we know, Father God, that you are a just judge. You are a righteous judge. And Father God, that you cloak us in righteousness and you demand righteousness. So I bring this before your court right now. And I ask, Father God, that you would bring righteousness into this case and you would bring conviction upon those that are engaged in deception, that are engaged in wickedness and evil. We break the power of their words. We break right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the spirit of lies that we break the cloaking right now that has gone on. And we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that light would come into this darkness to expose right now all that has been hidden. You said, Father, in your word that that which has been done in secret would be brought into the light. We ask it to be brought into the light right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and that justice would come to pass. I ask you to strengthen Carrie. I ask you to strengthen her husband. I ask you, Father God, right now to refresh her spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we declare that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Pastor. I needed that. Wow.
God bless you.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go.
Amen. Amen. Hold thank tight you. 1 second. Folks, okay. I've got to say goodbye. I thank you so much for being with me. Texas Fully Loaded is joining us here on TECN-TV, and I'm going to kick it over to them, and I will be back with you with more programming tomorrow. Hang on 1 second, Carrie, if you would be so kind. And there we go. You got to get all the buttons pushed just right. Otherwise,